now calling on guys from the concept study team who will Charlie, how long will your presentation be? You have 70 minutes and two motions.
Oh, I'm not going first, Josh. Is the whole session is 70 minutes and we broke
Yeah.
it into smaller segments.
Yeah, so I'm wondering how long will your presentation you
Mine will probably be about 7 minutes talking and then opening up to discussion, but Josh is doing a session, a segment before me
Okay.
and others after me.
Okay. So, okay, Josh, take it away.
Josh, do you need a reminder for the time?
You know what? If I can get one at 12 minutes, that would be great. I'm going to try to wrap this up by 10, no longer than 15, and I'll set the timer for 15, but if I could get one at 12, that'd be
Thank you.
great. Okay, and I need screen sharing. Okay, I have it. Okay. I have the power. Okay, can you guys see this? Yes, no, maybe so. Okay, I see.
Yes. Yes, I see
Please
it.
go ahead.
Okay, I'm starting my timer. Okay. Hi, I'm Josh. I'm an ACA. I am part of the Concepts 2 and 6 study group. And we have two motions that we're going to be presenting, and we're going to go into some of the work we've been doing. But some of this is kind of in-depth stuff, and there's some kind of context that it's important. We felt it's important to understand before diving right into this. So my portion, my presentation is about the context or background behind all of this stuff. And I try to put little like pictures in here to keep this fun. So launching into this. Let's see here. Okay, so what is this all about? What are we talking about here? And really, this is about how the different pieces of world service fit together. There's not just one, there's multiple. And so how do they fit together? So quick history of the committee. How did we get here? Well, what is the Concepts 2 and 6 study? It's an ad hoc committee of the WSO board that was created at the 2022 ABC by motion by that conference. And the motion that passed was to create an ad hoc committee that will study Concepts 2 and 6 and report to the 2023 ABC on possible revisions. Delegates and the fellowship will be notified of the study and invited to join the ad hoc committee. So, and at the 2023 ABC in February 2024 ABC, we got some extensions because the work was taken longer than we initially anticipated. And important point, keep in mind what got the whole ball rolling was a ballot proposal about changing Concepts 2 and 6. What is the study's purpose? To study and make potential recommendations for updates to Concepts 2 and 6. Okay, so what's the big idea? All right, there's a couple important big ideas here. One is the idea of what we call the conference, right? And so what is the conference? Well, one answer is it's each delegate, like we're delegates here today, serves collectively with all the other delegates at the ABC and QDMs as the conference, right? So another way to look at it is it's the thing you're in right now, right? Okay. So, but there's also an important sort of terminology clarification thing that's important that we have been discussing, have some recommendations about as the Concepts 2 and 6 study group is the difference between the conference, the body, and the conference, the event. So we have a suggestion from the, because those are not the same thing. You have the body that meets, that has changing membership over time, right? Delegates come in, they retire, blah, blah, blah. And then that set of people meet at certain intervals, right? So the suggestion from the study group is to stop calling the events conferences or annual business conferences, instead call them annual or quarterly business meetings of the conference. Rationale being, we think it's important for delegates to understand this difference. So moving on. Okay, so what are the concepts all about and why should I care, right? So I'm going to zoom out here for a second. And we don't necessarily talk about it this way in ACA today, but this is definitely how like AA and Al-Anon talk about it, is this foundational idea of, quote, the three legacies, you know, recovery, unity, and service. And recovery through the 12 steps, unity through the 12 traditions, and service through the 12 concepts. So another way to look at that is the 12 steps are about the health of the person, the individual. 12 traditions are about the health of the group. And 12 concepts are about the health of world services. Okay, so what exactly are the concepts? The 12 concepts are 12 statements of fundamental principles that guide how the various pieces of world service ought to fit together and relate to one another. So from this is straight from the Big Red Book. The 12 concepts keep our world services and groups focused on carrying a consistent ACA message while maintaining a service structure responsible to the fellowship voice. The concepts help trusted servants discern the will of ACA and carry out these responsibilities granted by the fellowship. There's a lot in there. Okay, so what are these pieces of world service and how do they fit together? Well, there's the fellowship, right? Like all the meetings and intergroups and regions out there. And then there's the conference, and then there's the World Service Organization. And keep in mind, the World Service Organization in itself is composed of a board, you know, a general manager, trusted servants, committees, blah, blah, blah. But so how should these three puzzle pieces fit together? That's kind of the question. And so really the fundamental basic idea, and you can see this in some original writings about the concepts, is that the concepts are kind of a way of trying an extension of tradition two applied at the level of world services. So again, tradition two, for a group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as expressed in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. So it's like, how do we take that principle and map it to world service? Okay, so another way to put that is, how do we have the functions of world services, which are carried out by the trusted servants of the World Service Organization, be guided by the group conscience of the fellowship? All right, so that's when we get into concept one. The final responsibility and the ultimate authority for ACA world services should always reside in the collective conscience of our whole fellowship. So, okay, well, how are you supposed to take a group conscience of the entire fellowship? How's that going to work pragmatically? The answer is, well, the way the concepts try to answer that, concept two in particular, is you don't. That would be impractical. Instead, the idea is that the fellowship delegates the function of to the World Service Conference, the thing we're in right now, which is intended to be a representative body for the fellowship. That's where concept two comes in. So I'm just going to, this is me closing down now. We're going to get some more from Charlie on concept two. And think about it. The fundamental question is, who speaks for the fellowship? And concept six is really, how should the conference and WSO relate to each other? And Kelly and Sue will be speaking to that. And just I've been running with this analogy of this puzzle pieces and this visual. So this is a diagram that, you know, I've cooked up and have been using in various contexts over the past at least a year. And I've been getting some positive feedback on, including from board members about answering this question visually. I'm a visual thinker, like, how do these pieces fit together? So we could go more into this, but I think this is a high level, nice little visual. So you see, here's the fellowship. Here's the conference, so the delegated authority, and then here's the board of trustees. These two things talk to each other at the conference, the thing we're in right now. So in conclusion, there's a lot here, but I'd encourage us all to just get curious, and let's all continue to learn more about the concepts and to pull on the thread. And this is one of my favorite things to think about in all this is like, okay, there's this in principle of an informed group conscience. We're going to do a group conscience process. How do we make sure it's an informed group conscience? And I think we all have a piece of that. So the end. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you so much, Josh, for a really excellent introduction. I checked a minute ago. I need to verify whether I have screen sharing here myself. No, I need screen sharing, please.
Hi, Charlie. How much time are you sharing?
I will be speaking probably 6 to 7 minutes max. If you can give me a warning at 4 or 5 minutes, say, that'd be great.
Hi, Christine.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm just saying that the safety temp card isn't about predatory behavior and the fellowship. These were your comments. So thanks.
And that was the important thing.
If Ruby could go in
to
next.
Set this up as a slideshow. Okay. First off, thanks very much. I will be speaking on concept 2. I was asked to sort of just give a quick heads up to everybody. In the next hour or so, we will be putting 2 motions to the conference with the hope that they will be forwarded to worldwide online voting. The first will be to amend the language of ACA concept 2 and send this out for a year-long fellowship review and bring it back for a final conference vote next year based on the input we receive. And then secondly, later on cause, we'll talk about a motion to extend this concept study and expand its scope, first to finalize concept 2, but also to begin reviewing all 12 concepts. My segment, we will be focusing on the motion to amend concept 2. I'm going to show variations of this slide several times over the next few minutes. I'm not going to go through these details yet, but as the next time you see these, you'll start to see yellow highlighting of language in the current concept 2 that on study caused problems in relation to the issues Josh just spoke about. And then there'll be some green language highlighted in the proposed concept 2. And that's really how we are trying to resolve some of the concerns. So Josh really laid this out well, but I want to just take a moment. What is the heart of concept 2 and why is it very relevant in concrete terms for everybody on the call today? And it's the question, who speaks for the fellowship? As Josh noted, and this has been a problem for all 12-step programs, concept 1 says the fellowship has ultimate authority, but how do they express that? Other fellowships, when you look at their concepts as we have, really have come to the same answer. AA, Al-Anon, ARTS, DA, it really does not matter. Concept 2 always has the word conference in it. This notion of how do you get a worldwide population of people speaking to World Services is have a conference do this. Why? It's small enough that it's practical to talk and yet large enough that it's representative of the broader group. Our problem, and this is part of why this was made a ballot proposal back in 2022, is ACA's language is really an outlier in concept 2. It just simply doesn't answer the question of who speaks to the ACA fellowship. It says authority for our World Services hereby delegated to, right when you expect to see the word conference, it says to the actual voice, the effective conscience of our whole, for our whole fellowship. It's always been a source of confusion. Ultimately, it leaves the conference in a bit of a state of limbo because it does not actually give an explicit role to the conference to play this role of being the voice of the fellowship. Our first conclusion was this really needs fixing in a fairly urgent way. We unanimously and very quickly concluded the conference should be specifically in ACA's concept 2 as the voice of the fellowship. As I say, this is what other programs do. So our proposed language, and again, this may vary a year from now as we get fellowship input, is to have the term conference specifically in a conference too, in our concept too. It gives an unambiguous role for the delegates who meet. Now,
I'm 4 minutes.
4 minutes. Thanks so much. Unfortunately, that did not answer all our questions. We came up with two other big ones. Who actually gives the conference this authority to speak for the fellowship? And what do we mean by voice and conscience of the fellowship? So we decided these the concept two should be precise enough to answer these questions. So there's clarity and trust. Again, our current concept two simply says authority to do all this is hereby delegated to the actual voice. It doesn't say who's doing the delegation. Other fellowships are a little more split, but a significant number starting with AA specifically say the groups are the source of this authority. And so we shared a belief that our concept too should do this, that the conference's authority should be anchored in the groups, the intergroups, and the regions. In practical terms, it matches our reality because everybody who's a delegate is here because somebody has voted, some group has voted for them to represent them. So our second thing was to add a new phrase at the beginning. ACA groups delegate to the World Service Conference the authority to act as their effective voice and conscience. Lastly, what does this mean? If you're the voice, does it mean you just get to be a debating society? Hey, we have grievances, or do you actually have real power? Again, the current language is ambiguous, and this is actually true of some other fellowships concepts. But we shared a belief that the conference should have representative authority and not just the right to express opinions. So again, our language says not only who delegates the authority, but specifically to act as the fellowship's voice and conscience and to represent the fellowship in world service matters. We felt this made clear this was a substantive policy role for the conference, but that it's also limited to world service. So again, with all of this in mind, our current concept two says authority for the active maintenance of our world services is hereby delegated to the actual voice, the effective conscience for our whole fellowship. Our problem in a nutshell is we found that vague. The proposed concept two is ACA groups delegate to the World Service Conference the authority to act as their effective voice and conscience and to represent the fellowship in world service matters. We believe this is clearer. It gives you as delegates real authority. It clarifies where your authority is coming from. And as mentioned, we think this should be not done just this weekend, but really we should begin a process where the fellowship gets more education and has a chance to weigh in. Specifically, I would like to introduce this motion. I may need some guidance from the chair on to do it, but the committee's motion is that to support an informed group conscience process, the following language be approved for subsequent consideration by ACA groups in a final vote at the 2025 ABC as a replacement for the current concept two. And the language which I've already read is that ACA groups delegate to the World Service Conference the authority to act as their effective voice and conscience and to represent the fellowship in world service matters. So I've concluded my presentation with a motion. I'll accept the chair's guidance on whether they want to get a second now from somebody, but we certainly welcome any input, feedback, and especially questions you might have about this motion. I'll leave my screen share on in case people have questions.
So thank you, Charlie. I now waiting for anyone. Second from a current delegate at the conference. If I could call to PA0174, Buddy S.
Yeah, hi, I'm Buddy. I second that motion.
Thank you. Now we move to a subsection of 20 minutes of discussion. Dear delegates, please lower your hands if that's not a question. Just a gentle reminder that each delegate will have a time to speak for 1 minute unless English is not your primary language. Please state that beforehand. And if you have any questions or any observations for discussion of the motion, please raise your digital hand and have a go at it. Yes, Web1061 Ruby G.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Charlie and Josh, for your excellent presentation. I agree wholeheartedly with the introduction that we do need to examine the interplay between what is a conference and what is the voice in the groups and how they interact. My question is there any future plans for LitCom literature to develop a body of examples of how we are able as a program to implement this concept too in our everyday lives? I noticed that this is true for all other fellowships, that there are literature developed to give fellows in the program a direction as to bring this concept to life. Thank you.
I'll speak very briefly because I want to get delegates a chance to comment. Other fellowships do that. I think it's an excellent idea and something we should strongly consider once we get through this part of the process.
This is Kaz here, and I'd like to just add very simply to Charlie's excellent answer that this is something we had planned to continue working on in this committee if we are so lucky as to have an extension to our time and an expansion of our scope.
Edmundus, do you want us to call next papers or do you?
Yes. Next we go to PA076, Aaron B. Please go ahead.
Hi, Charlie, Josh, and everybody that was on the committee. I know Buddy, Kaz. Thank you for the work. I'm actually studying the concepts right now with another fellow traveler. And what I was thinking of basically is along the same lines as kind of what Ruby was saying. I know that, one way to clear a room is to have a meeting about the concepts, but there's consider what we did with the traditions where we had a monthly, a monthly, which are audio recorded on adult children, whether it was a panel discussion or presentation, skits about it, and then open it up for Q&A and specific questions. Because I know as delegates, many of us come here really not even with minimal understanding of anything about the concepts. So thank you for your service.
Thank you. Charlie, would you like to answer?
Just briefly, yes. As Kaz said, if we are extended, we believe outreach to the fellowship and education on the concepts would be an important thing that can be done in an extension. And that would certainly include what you're talking about, Aaron. Thank you.
I'll just say not only important, but absolutely necessary.
Mm-hmm. Next, we go gently to IG550, Christine G. Welcome.
Hi. So I agree that the language should be clarified, and I appreciate that it's being considered. The current alternative draft to me misses clarifying that the delegates represent the conference body. Like, to me, when I read it, I don't see that connection. And for fun, I drafted a little alternative. When elected delegates assemble to form a World Service Conference body, they have the authority to represent the fellowship and act as the effective voice and conscience of the fellowship in World Service matters. So I feel like I would like to see more clarification that the delegates are the conference and that the groups aren't just delegating to WSO people to act on their behalf, that it of what it is. I don't know if that makes any sense, if what I'm saying is coming out, but I think clarifying that the delegates are the conference body, I think that part needs a little bit of massaging. Thanks.
Thank you.
I'll jump in on that very quickly just to say this is exactly the kind of commentary we hope would be made during the course of this one-year period if this proposal is passed and sent out for conditional acceptance. And we bring back comments, discuss, and make decisions.
Thank you, Cass. Next, we go to Web03884. I'm not able to read the name.
Please see. Thank you. It's Patty. Hey, all. Patty, ACA delegate 0384. Thank you, Josh and Charlie, for your hard work in putting together this presentation for today and for all those involved in the study group. I appreciate the work that has gone into clarifying this concept. I'll go as far as to say it's a lot better. It's great. I was, you know, doing comparison with other fellowships concept too. And I'm thinking along the lines of what I'm hearing for the comments of working towards making it a little bit more user-friendly. I mean, I get that, you know, ACA groups delegate to the World Service Conference, which is all the groups, including the delegates and ACA as a whole. However, when it says World Service Matters, I think folks might not understand that is
gentle time.
Everything about the fellowship. In Al-Anon, it mentions all service arms to represent. Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to put that out there. Thank you all for putting your time in.
If I may pick up on something Kaz said, this is actually a great demonstration of why we have suggested approving something that will begin a fellowship discussion, not approve this as, you know, the a finished product, because I think really we have done a lot of reflecting on the concepts over now 18 months, but already good observations are coming in. And I think I would like to get something out so we can begin a year long discussion of exactly the sort that's starting right now.
Thank you. Next we go to QK 0058 Brad H, Oklahoma. Welcome, Brad.
Thank you. I'm just curious as to whether this committee considered not limiting the representation of the fellowship to World Service Matters, but in all matters. In other words, why not stop the language after to represent the fellowship, period? That's all. Thank you.
Any of our group want to speak to that?
I can. This is just my personal, I think it's a great question. And before I say anything, if I put in a plug, if anyone's super interested in talking about these topics, we'd love to have you on the committee. true. But so I think the way I think about your question, Brad, is this thing about how the pieces of world service fit together. And my understanding of the fundamental sort of ideas underneath the concept, under the concepts, the 12 concepts, is that this is about how do we get fellowship input in a sort of like our best approximation of a group conscience of the entire fellowship, sort of steering the bus of world services. So, my understanding is that this is all predicated on the assumption that this is all just about world services. That could be, examined, but that's sort of my understanding of the concepts across the different fellowships. Thanks.
Now, this is more a chair thing, but I'm seeing some, oh, I'm sorry, that's the individual timer. I apologize. Yeah, the only other thing I would add is tradition for grants meetings autonomy, you know, in matters that don't affect the whole. So I think this is an extension of that, that we're talking about matters that affect the fellowship as a whole. And this was sort of our wording to address that distinction.
Thank you. Asking the timers, how much time do we still have for Q&A? Out of the 20 minutes?
Hey, Terry. Are you there? Sorry, Terry is our timekeeper for the Q&A, so I'm not sure.
I may refer to the next delegate, and then we'll come back to this question then.
Okay.
I will gently ask Web 0539 for Anita, and that will be our final.
Yes, hello. Thanks, Charlie and Josh, for this very clear presentation. It's true that concepts can be triggering and overwhelming. I'm afraid to say something because it's always the recruitment is always the answer. But I just want to say that I do appreciate by coming back little by little, having more familiarity with the ABC. Nevertheless, I had seen and I found it was wonderful that we asked everyone for the change of name, for example. We went back totally down to each member, to the fellowship, mm-hmm. to the group, and to individual vote possible through link. What I was lacking, though, is that when we discuss it in ABC, we discuss also the price that and the legal implication that it would. It was very much more detailed. Like I knew it was going to cost a lot. I knew it was going to cost a lot of work to people that are doing volunteer and also legal work, and that wasn't put back in the context questionnaire to per individual at the first time. And so people vote with their with their feelings, and so I want to say I appreciated the process, but when we do it down the scale like that, to also it would be helpful to also give a few practical reminder of what it implies actually to vote this or that for people that are doing service at and that are might be already a little bit overwhelmed and and cost voila. But I love the time. Idea of thank you. I love the idea of saying the concept of the month also in our group, mm-hmm. and I'm put it at our business meeting. I'm not sure it will encounter great success, but I'll try. Thank you.
Thank you, Anita.
Thank you. I will ask Brad to now move to the election body voting, and let's have delegates decide what we want to do with this motion. Brad, take it away.
Sure. One second. Okay, just because we're at the beginning, I'm going to share my screen here. Okay, so here is the motion that you guys saw on the screen for presented by the concepts. Just for reference, there is the current concept two right there. We have I'm in favor of the motion to go to worldwide voting. I'm in favor of this motion, but with like minor changes, that means it sends it back to the group, defer to a future meeting, and I'm not in favor of the motion. Okay, the voting is going to start in just a moment here. Okay, voting is now open. Once again, if it doesn't show up for you, give it 5 seconds-ish and refresh your screen. If you don't get it again, you're always welcome to log out of Election Buddy and log back in with the credentials from your email. Let's go for 2 minutes.
You're on mute, Brad.
And thanks for that, Charlie. I was going to say about 15 seconds. Please complete.
Could you remind again to submit and move to next?
Ah, Kaz, thank you so much. That's why it takes a team. Kaz just said it. Hit the submit. It doesn't know your vote if you don't hit submit, and click next vote so you can be ready for it. I think I'll remember that next time.
Thank you.
Okay,
so
we're gonna go ahead and close the vote. Going to go ahead, share the screen. And here are our results. It had plenty of votes, made quorum, 87%. This is going to go to online voting.
Wonderful. Thank you, dear delegates. Now,